Occupied Baghdad is teeming with journalists. They fill the hardened hotels, the Palestine, the Sheraton, the Hamra, hotels surrounded by blast walls, army patrols, and loads of private security. They cover CPA press conferences and the day's explosions for the major international chains. This occupation has been brought to you by CNN. But another sort of reporting, independent, local, community-based, and international, is also alive and well, and trying to tell the stories of ordinary Iraqis living under occupation. Andrew Stern is an independent photographer based in Portland, Oregon. Andrew, this is the second time you've been in Iraq since the war ended and the occupation began over a year ago. You were here for 6 weeks last summer, and you're here now again for over a month. You've also spent time in Palestine. What do you see as the particular importance of media work, and media work that's based in sort of indie media networks as well? What do you see as the importance of that work in occupied countries?
Well, I guess I would say that I think the importance of independent media in general is just getting the stories out that aren't being told. And in terms of being in occupied territory, you're facing, in terms of media, like a complete, not only a complete blackout, usually, of what is happening here on the ground in terms of how it relates to the people in the situations and impression that they're facing, but also a huge propaganda machine that is working to actively convince the population whose government is doing these things that to support it, so basically that the people in the country can be complicit in that act, because if they actually knew that, it's my belief that if they actually knew what was happening and knew exactly the level of atrocities that were being committed here, that they wouldn't support it. And so it's a huge propaganda machine that that we're up against. And to me, the role of independent media and the importance for people involved in movements like indie media and so on and so forth is to be here is just to get that story out, because it's not really very many avenues that we have. That's one side of it. The other side of it is really sort of an act of solidarity with people that want to tell their own stories here on the ground, and I actually think that that's probably the more important aspect of it. And when I came here before, the main reason that I came here was because there was a call that was sent out on a bunch of different indie media lists from a group of Iraqi students that had hooked up with a sanction-breaking group called Voices in the Wilderness. And they started this newspaper called Al Muwajaha, which means the facing or confrontation. They sent out a call to various indie media lists because they wanted help, basically, to get their project going, to get it started. And so this kind of set the whole indie media and media activist world kind of on fire, this call, because the idea of like an independent media center here, or any group that was working sort of independently here to tell a story in the voices of Iraqi people, was just such an amazing idea, and folks, you know, because of the huge gap of information of anything that was coming out from here. So we came and we raised some money for them and some equipment and stuff, and came and started working with them and doing skill sharing, doing different kinds of trainings. Because the thing is that Iraq lived, you know, for 11 years under sanctions, and really were completely cut off from the world. And so the gap in terms of technology and stuff and is huge. So we did a lot of trainings and a lot of workshops, and sort of made some links to sort of provide the framework that, you know, there was this huge sort of media revolution going on in the world, and they were totally a part of it, you know. And it was really powerful.
Are those projects still ongoing? Are they still active here in Baghdad?
Al-Muwajahad just came out with an issue. They wanted to come up with an issue for the anniversary, a one-page broadsheet. And so, yeah, they're definitely still working. It's beautiful. It's like a the front cover of it is just this photo essay, basically, of all the different sort of periods in this past year of occupation and war. And they wanted to do a bigger issue, but you know, it's really hard to get work done here on the ground. You know, they've managed to get funding. They've managed to get quite a bit of funding. I mean, not a large amount of money, but they've gotten quite a bit of support from people around the world. But still, the problems of working here, because you have to understand that here it's like these kids, all of them. Almost all of them, you know, have to work full-time jobs, or they're in school, and to support a project like this, you know, where there's no money being generated from it, and it's all on a volunteer basis, it's just really difficult to keep it going and keep it sustainable. So, but they're definitely still working, yeah. And they've one of the kids is starting a community radio project here. They're also a smaller group of them that still wants to start an actual indie media, like independent media center, so that's in the works. So yeah, they're definitely still working.
You've been here again, I guess, for about 10 days now, and you talk about, you know, the difficulties of working in this context. There's a number of them. Beyond that, though, what have you been able to capture through your photos while you've been here? And what do you hope to capture that sort of the propaganda machine that you're talking about earlier isn't able to capture?
Well, I think there's two things, which has been my thing all along with Iraq, is that, you know, it's, I think the main thing that allows, you know, the American people or all the different countries that are involved in the coalition around the world to be complicit in this is because there's no real connection with real people. There's no real connection with the fact that Iraqis are human beings, you know, just like you and me. And so in my photographs, I just, what I hope that they can do, if anything, is to capture that, the just people's lives, like, and you know, try to give people something, because I feel like, you know, with Iraq, because of how much they were cut off for 10 years or so, is that, you know, when people think of Iraqis, they might as well be aliens in a way. You know, they're just, most people have never even, at least where I live in the United States, most people have never even met an Iraqi. And so sort of trying to convey that and to give and to find the positive examples of resistance that are happening here against the occupation, and to what in whatever small way that I can to sort of amplify those. And you know, I think that there is value for internationals being here to document things, even though I do think it's more important for Iraqis to be able to tell their own story. I do think there is some importance to that, because we for what it's worth, we have access to various media outlets back in our own countries that Iraqis don't have, and so we can get those stories out there, and that's, yeah, that's basically what I'm here doing.
If people would like to look at the Al-Muwajahad website, you can go to www.almuajaha.com, almuajaha.com, and to take a look at Andrew's photos from Iraq and from other parts of the world also. You can go to www.andrewstern.net. Thanks, Andy. This is Andrea Schmidt in occupied Baghdad for CKUT 90.3 FM and the Iraq Solidarity Project.